Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Go Pack Go! This is your co-host, Amon Green, along with my other co-hosts, Dorsey Levis and Gilbert Brown, good friends and teammates. You are listening to the Green and Gold G-Lounge on the NFLApodcast.com.
G-Lounge. I am your host, the most, Gilbert Brown, the grave digger. In some countries, like they say, Gilberto, but in Detroit, they still call me Gilbert. Also, my co-hosts are Dorsey, the horse, Levins.
How you doing, sir?
Batman, Batman Green.
What's good?
How we doing, fellas?
Doing good, all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm sitting up here, waiting on this snow bomb or snowstorm or whatever it is.
Y'all about to get it.
Coming in here, man. And I'm getting a little spooked about it, but hey, what can we do?
Yeah, what you spooked about? You've been in Detroit your whole life. You didn't have some snow.
No, it's the difference is this is a little different because I ain't never had a mixture of 50 out. How you said 50 mile an hour winds?
Yeah, there you go.
Total whiteouts with a possibility of 6 to 7 inches of snow.
You got some food in the house, right?
Yeah,
you better go get some.
Yeah. So as soon as I get off of talking to you dummies, I'm gonna go to the stove.
Yeah. Oh man. Hey, that's what you got right here, right? Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's what we have now. We got hit last night. It looks like at least 6 inches, if not more, just a little bit more. So it's going to cover them streets up in Detroit for sure. So, and the temperature's low. It's like eight degrees too last night too. So it's crazy.
So you stuck in the house?
No, I got 4x4, homie. And I've been here for 22 years. So I'm going to make it happen. I got a couple errands I'm going to run. I'm just going to put that 4-wheel drive on that thing. Take my time. I got all day. Get to my ear. So there you go.
The biggest mistake people make is that they think a 4-wheel drive will save them from anything.
Exactly. They drive too fast.
Biggest mistake anybody makes. Dummies make, bro. Let's put it that way. Like me and you would be cool, Amon.
Yeah.
But Dorsey would come to Detroit or Green Bay and make that mistake. Oh, I got 4-wheel drive. Let me shoot through there real quick. Won't you?
Dog, you forget I'm from Syracuse, New York. We had the highest snowfall probably out of the last 10 years. Syracuse, we get crazy snow, dog. I ain't know.
You saw Buffalo, right? You saw Buffalo a couple weeks ago. Remember, G?
Remember
them boys came out to Detroit because they had to borrow the stadium. Because of the snow.
That was the first time real football has been played on both sides of the ball.
Right. Yeah. That's good.
But
yeah,
anyway, yeah. Let's get into, we always started off with the college things, and we can do it and see what's going on. But we got the college playoff coming up. I mean, wait a minute. I know y'all two still sitting down. My Jayhawks got a bowl game coming up. So y'all boys can watch it if you want. But let's get into the real game, the college playoff. I think it's December 30th. Am I right?
Yeah, 31st, Saturday next. So next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday. Mm-hmm. We got Michigan versus TCU. Michigan's number two, TCU's number three. And we have Georgia Bulldogs versus them Buckeyes, number four, and Georgia's number one in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. And Michigan TCU's in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. That changed that name. It used to be the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, but now it's the Verbo. Mm. Fiesta Bowl. So that's the matchups right there. So what you thinking?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to win the first round on either side, and then who's going to be the national champ?
As much as this pains my heart to say this as a Georgia Tech graduate, University of Georgia took over downtown Atlanta. Shit, it's huge bulldog stuff all over the place. Don't make no damn sense. With that being said,
right,
I think Georgia gonna win against Ohio State, and they're playing in a Peach Bowl. If I'm not mistaken, is that not in the Mercedes Benz Dome?
Yeah.
That's a home game for Georgia.
Basically.
Next week, I'm going to go with Michigan. And then I'm going to see Michigan and Georgia in the final. And I'm going with Georgia back to back, man. That defense, their offense is all right. But that defense, it's hard to score on them.
They're bringing that fire.
Yes, wow. Sir. Yep. What about you, Armand? What you think?
So I'm going to go with the Michigan TCU. I mean, I like TCU, little Cinderella season. Much respect for them. But Michigan, I think they've been here before. Harbaugh, you know, he's that coach. He's going to get them boys ready. He's a player's coach. He runs the rock. Double tight end set, man. I love it. So Michigan going to get that game. And then them Georgia Bulldogs, you know, Ohio State, too. They're the 1-2-loss team in this playoff bracket, which obviously people got a problem with. Because Alabama didn't make an end. I think they had two losses, but I think the crowd, the fans love, or the media love Ohio State a little bit better. But I like defense. I like Georgia's defense as well. I'm with Dorsey on that. Them dudes bringing that fire down there. So that offense is going to do just enough to get, you know, do what they need to do to win, and to beat the rest of Georgia's defense hitting Ohio State in the mouth. So I'm going to go Bulldogs as well for the national title. Michigan and Georgia this year for the national natty for the national championship. That's where I'm at. What about you, G?
And who wins the national championship?
Oh, I didn't say who won. I just said in the game, it'll be Michigan and Georgia. And I said, we got to pick a winner?
Yeah.
If I pick a winner, I want to go with Michigan because the second time around, you get beat up the first round like they did last week year against Georgia. But I'm gonna go Georgia Bulldogs. They've been there a little longer, and they got that defense, like I just said, for the first round. So there it is. Bulldogs again.
Hey, Chili, you a Michigan man? Being up in Detroit, you raised on the Wolverines. Was you a Michigan fan or Michigan State?
Yeah, you got to be amazed and blue. I mean, my partner that's gonna come, our special guest is a Michigan State guy. So you know, I always like Michigan, but you know, we gonna do it like that. But I would like to see Michigan versus Ohio State at the end. That's what I want to see.
It'd be a Big Ten match. So, you know what? That's probably why they got Ohio State in there. You know?
Yeah.
Big Ten. You know how the media work. You know how the media work. Oh, we can get a Big Ten matchup for the national title game. Have both, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
I see what they're doing now. See, your media.
At the end of the day, hey, Armand, you already took up all my time. Shut up. Hey, now, at the end of the day.
I'm going to keep talking.
At the end of the day, I want to see the Michigan Wolverines be the national champions.
Okay.
Y'all both got Georgia. I got Michigan.
Right.
I don't want Georgia to win. I just think they're going to win. I said, I don't want Georgia to win. I just think they're going to win. That's my football analyst mind working. I don't want them to win.
You sound like you got hatred for them like I got it for them Vikings.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's about, huh?
Yeah, it's about the same. Because they be talking shit and they can back it up, so I can't do nothing.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, I just gotta take it.
It is what it is, bro.
All right, fellas, let's take this quick break. Hopefully, come back with our special guest and talk some Packer football on the Green and Gold G Lounge Network. I'm calling the network. How about that?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the network. I got my co-hosts with me, Armand Green, Dorsey Levins. Let's talk some Packer football. Let's talk Packers.
All right. Real quick, this is in though. It came in yesterday though. Sad to hear this, that our boy, fellow NFL player and fellow running back, Franco Harris from the Pittsburgh Steelers, passed away. Don't really know the reasons how, but why. But he was 72 years old. Just so we talk about that, and I say give a little moment or something. I know we all watched him run that rock. You guys were a little older than me, where you actually probably seen games he played in. I saw all of NFL films of him when he was running the ball.
Yeah, man. I was a Dallas Cowboys fan growing up, so I didn't really like the Steelers. But you had to respect Franco Harris, and it's crazy because he passed 2 days before the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, and they're going to retire his jersey this weekend in Pittsburgh. So the timing is like crazy, right? It's like a couple of days before all this stuff is going to happen, them retiring his jersey at halftime of the game against the Raiders. And he passed away, man. Condolences out to Franco Harris and his family and all the Steelers Nation.
Same here. What about you, Gene?
Well, let's do this. That this is a no-no in our world, but let's give a man a moment of silence for my man Franco Harris. A moment of silence. All right, brother. Man.
Rest in peace, Franco.
God rest you, bro.
Let's get into these Packers now, man. Before I start, I just want to say the D-line showed up.
They played a lot better.
They showed up this game. What's the new cat that's playing behind Season Sauce? What's that boy name?
Sauce. Who's the Season Sauce? Is it Kenny Clark?
Dean Lowry.
Dean Lowry, Season Sauce. Oh, gotcha. So that's either Devontae Wyatt, the kid out of Georgia. Jaron Reed, the free agent, came over from the Giants.
I've been hearing all along they should just push him ahead of Season Sauce. Because, I mean, you know how some people, they play the game and they can take a double team or they can do this, that, and the other. This young cat looked like he could do it just a little bit better. I ain't the coach, you know. But I think, they might need to start pushing the young kid. And plus, Kenny Clark was getting his beast on.
He got hungry again.
And 91, when he sacked Baker. What's that boy name? Baker Mayfield twice. I said, Where my dog been at? They was eating, dog.
Yeah.
And it has to go into Miami. You see what I'm saying? I think the boys are turning up a notch right now. I think they are. What y'all think?
I hope so.
Miami got some talent over there. You got Tyreek Hill, you got Jalen Waddle at receiver, you got Gesicki at tight end. If Tua's healthy, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So they got to be up for what, you know. The good thing is, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be a little chilly in Miami this week. I mean, not like Green Bay chilly.
Yeah, it's Miami chilly. Florida's chilly.
Yeah. I think it's like 50 degrees, which is a snowstorm in Miami.
That'll help us out. That'll help them boys out.
Exactly, yeah. Man. So that defense going to have to step up and play well next week again because Tua – Tagovailoa. I know I messed that name up bad.
No, you did it right. You said it right, bro.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Yeah, well, Baker Mayfield ain't Tua. So it's gonna be a different situation this weekend.
Yeah.
What you think, AG?
Yeah, I mean, so the good thing is, like you mentioned, the weather. That was my first go-to, was the weather, because we know how it is playing in November and December going down in Florida, because we used to do it with the Buccaneers. You know, we come from here, be a blizzard. We get down there, it's 85 degrees, almost 90 with 50% humidity. We like, God dang, babe. Like, what the hell's going on? So now that won't really be a factor because 50 degrees is going to feel like 60 to us. And so that's what, you know, going to help those boys play out there. So I say look at the recipe of the other teams because Miami's been struggling a little bit, not last game, but the two games before where teams were basically what should have been doing all year, taking away Tyreek Hill. So that looks like the recipe, but that means put pressure on Tua, make him, because right now, when, you know, even though he is a running quarterback, but if you put that heat on him, he has a hard time looking downfield. So they got to make sure they lock up Christian Wilkins, that defensive end. He's very athletic. And then Jalen Phillips as well. He's questionable right now. So we'll just see what they do with them. But I'm liking what you said, starting with Kenny Clark and those boys up front. The young buck, Devontae Wyatt from Georgia, coming off that line, and Kenny Clark made his presence known in his Rams game this last week, you know, stopping Akers in the backfield a few times. So they got to basically bring that same mindset down to Miami, get that dub to keep these playoff chances, which is now at 8% alive for them to go into January and February.
That's good, man. That's good. I think the same way what it is. But like I say, the weather – it could be a factor, it could be a helping, or it could be a hindrance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 50 degrees for us is smooth. You know what I'm saying?
That's football weather right there.
Yes, yes. But then again, y'all got to understand something. That don't mean nothing if them boys don't go down there ready to play. It ain't going to mean nothing. And that's the thing. And that's why I saw with that game was, I'm telling you, man, it always starts up front. You know, it starts up front. And I think if that D-line roll into this game, I'm kind of a little worried about that new left tackle out there. He gave up a lot of pressure.
Josh Nyman. They rotated him in.
You know,
he had a tough day.
It was crazy to me because you see it so fast. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Or y'all get that fool some help or something. You know what I'm saying? So he got to pick up. It's go time. His ass got to pick up the slack.
Actually, it was Zach Tom, who was a rookie. So Zach Tom was a left tackle. Yeah, Zach number 50. Tom, so he was a rookie. So he's learning on the road, on the run right now. And
yeah, no, so we ain't got time for his ass to learn, but, though, dog.
Exactly.
He's got to get his ass going. I ain't even playing now. Come on, dog, because we trying to make this run. And it's like I told you, you notice it fast. Like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? So I think the big boys up front got to come down to Miami and play ball so we can win this game and go into the other two.
Yeah, fellas, one quick thing. The forecast has changed. It's going to be 65 now. Not
Lord, geez.
So about that'll feel like 75 to us. Maybe 80.
Exactly. Woo. So we might. That's not going to work in our favor.
But you know what? You know what? Hey, I'm gonna be like, look, I don't give a damn how hot it is. You better down there and come down here and play some mistake-free football and bust these Dolphins in the mouth. That's what I'm saying to my running backs in the room. AJ, Aaron Jones, let's get it, you know? And they know that.
And y'all know something for I don't know how it was for y'all, because y'all in shape, pretty boys. If it was 69 to 72. That's my range right there.
That's it.
I can go all the way up to 69 all day. When we start getting past 69, going into 70, 71, 72, then I'm getting a little worried. So
that's when that radiator get hot.
Oh yeah.
Start pushing that steam out.
I instead of getting a radiator from year one, I got mine from Walmart, babe.
Hey, real quick.
Hey, Gilbert, I want to disagree with you not being in shape. Round is a shape, sir.
There you go. I love it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, sir. Chicks like the six pack, okay? But they really dig the keg, baby.
That's the Midwestern girls up there.
That's where you got to hit your stomach like Kamala used to do.
Hey, speaking of this heat, hey. What was y'all hottest game down there real quick? Think about in Florida. Because between Dolphins and Buccaneers, or even Jaguars.
Like Tampa Bay?
Yeah, either Tampa, Jaguars, or Miami. Because I got one for Miami. I'll let y'all go first, though, G.
The hottest game I ever played in was in Arizona. Mm. When we had to go down to Arizona, I think it was 110, 120 on the turf.
My shoes melted. 2000? I think that was my first year here.
And you know, and the worst part about it was they had them little machines on the side where you stick the holes
with
in
the
your,
mist.
Your. No, no, you stick the holes in your shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
They caught me on the Milwaukee Sentinel looking like I was about to die. I said, if y'all don't delete that picture, I quit.
What about you, Dorsey?
My hottest game had to be in college, man. Georgia Tech, downtown, we had that old school turf that used to, like, the heat used to sink in. So it's like, it was like similar to what Gilbert had. Like, it was like 120 on the field. Oh, but was the Miami game, was that the year we played together down there when it was real hot?
It was hot that year, and we went back down there in 2006. Oh, okay. And it was so hot that in the first quarter, actually in pregame warm-up, Chad Clifton cramped up and was done for the game. They put IVs in him before the game started. I was like, God, dog. I came in from halftime. Game was over. We ended up winning. It felt like I said to the reporter, they said, how'd you able to make it to the game? I said, hey, bro, it felt like Diablo was on the football field standing next to me, handing me the Gatorade bottle. It was that hot. It was fire out there. And we, you know how they do it. They put us in the dark uniform. So we had the green jerseys on in there. Fine. I don't really think it mattered, but I was like, that's cold blooded what they do to the away teams, Tampa, Jacksonville. And the Dolphins, man. I was like, man, it's so damn hot out here. This is ridiculous. I had two IV bags myself at halftime. I was like,
wow.
Woo! So, yeah. So, this is, like I said, those boys, they got to get hydrated, be ready to play some ball.
Yeah, four quarters.
Get them done.
Yeah, that's the deal, man.
Yeah, I'll pass it back to you, G.
That's the deal, man. We gotta hopefully get these boys ready and get them down there and play the game because we got two – divisional foes after that. Two divisional dummies. Ooh. All right, let's take a break. Come back, talk about our top three. Ooh. Top three.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
A member of the 1996 Super Bowl 31 team, graduated Michigan State, got the coolest nickname probably all in the history of the NFL.
100%.
I beg to differ.
Uh-oh.
Well, you argue with him when he come on in a minute.
That's going to get fun.
I don't know how many, multiple Pro Bowls. More importantly, it's my man. I saw him this weekend up in Green Bay. We had a good time. Hey. No other than Andre Bad Moon Rising. Dre, what's up, dog?
Man, he got a little teddy bear right there.
What's up, dog?
What it do, Dre?
Hey. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good to see you, man.
Hey, Dre got that same thing Dorsey got with the block of your house out and shit. How you do that? The app.
It's on the settings, man. We told you that.
That's called the Donald Trump app.
I like it.
That's the Key Largo camp.
Ooh. We come in hot off the top, bro. What's up?
Yeah, we come in rolling. What's up, fellas? What's up, Grave Digger? What's up, man?
Hey, you ready for this snow? You know, hey, y'all, just for y'all information, Dre live about 10 minutes away from me.
Okay.
Nice.
He never comes to visit, but he's a great uncle. He's a great uncle to his nieces.
What I do for my baby girls? Don't you lie on me.
Hey, they got the early Christmas. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. Hey, if my knees wasn't that bad, I wanted to ride them things so bad. I don't even know the name of them. Hoverboard, skateboard with wheels on it, the new go-kart. It's one of them.
That's funny.
AG, what's up, AG?
Man, I'm good. Dre, how you doing?
Hey, guess what?
What's up?
Man, tell sis, thank you again for those cookies. They were awesome. I ate some this morning.
Yes,
I ate some this morning.
Ooh, you still got them. Oh, yeah. I'll let her know.
I'm surprised yours made it that far.
Hey, I hid them from the kids. I kept them in the luggage when we got back in.
Mine was done before we got to the parking lot.
Oh, man. I told her we gotta franchise these things. We got to do that for sure.
No doubt.
Dre,
what's up,
check
Doris?
This out. Dre, check this out. We're just going to hit you with all type of questions, right?
It's all good.
My first question is, you went to Michigan State, right?
Yeah.
You got Michigan and TCU, Ohio State, Georgia, and then we got the national champion. How do you see all that playing out? Who going to win what game? Who going to be national champion?
Well, of course, I'm rooting for the Wolverines. The only time I don't root for the Ops like that is when they playing them Spartans, the Spartan Dogs. As we know, it's hard to repeat. But with Georgia looking the way they look and that defense doing what they did, you know, having so many players to go to the NFL, you wouldn't think that they could return to prominence like that. And so they proved worthy of that during the regular season. I think they're the favorite. I believe Ohio State will be hungry because they got beat by Michigan earlier. So, you know, it'd be a little revenge in their heart. So it's going to be great. You know, Alabama's not in it. And so I believe that's a lot of pressure off of a lot of coaching staffs, knowing that Nick Saban and his staff is not in there involved, you know, and the likes of those great players that they have on Alabama's roster. Anytime that they're not in the playoffs, you know, that's a breath of fresh air for a lot of people. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. But I think Georgia is the front runner, without a doubt, being able to run the ball like that. Michigan will definitely have a chance because they ran the ball on Ohio State the last 2 years and beat them. They punished them, you know, and they punished them running the ball. And so I think we're going to rely heavy on that. But we got some playmakers, too, though, in the Wolverine country on the outside, you know, and they play with a different swag, you know, beyond Jim Harbaugh. And I think most of Jim Harbaugh's teams, they play with his swag. I think this team plays with their own swag, and that's what allows you to go and play an SEC team or a team outside your conference and beat them. You know, TCU is the real deal. You know, the Horned Frogs always, I think all of us can say that we always respected what they do down there and the style that they're tough. When you watch them from afar, they look physical. They always look fast. And so it's going to be interesting. You know, I'm a football fan, so. And being a coach, you know, I'm geared up to watch it and geared up to see how these Wolverines, you know, come out in this first round.
Dorsey, hey, what you got for the horse?
Yeah, hey Dre, why don't you tell us a little bit more about? I know we talked over the weekend. You got a book that got republished. You got a I don't know if you talk about the other thing we talked about, the documentary, but let the people out there listening know what you got going on and how they can get a hold of your book.
Yeah, man, I tell you, we republished the book and. They did a great job. Actually, I'm going to go grab a copy of it. And thank you, Gilbert, for the book that you gave me, The Year of the Champions. That's a book that needs to be republished as well. But I need a finder's fee. I need a finder's fee for that one. But here's the new book and the new cover and everything about it. And, you know, I'm just, you know, you guys know me. Y'all know me as a teammate, know me as a friend. I just felt like, you know, a lot of times as professional athletes, we our careers, our lives are narrated by other people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I felt like this was a time, an opportunity for me. Once I had found myself again after I retired, you know, we go through our football ailments of whatever they want to call them, man, CTE, dementia, you know, whatever it is, we got it, right? And so, after I went through, you know, my trials and tribulations after retirement and was able to
bounce back through a great support system. I felt, you know, my feet was up under me. And so I felt it was time for me to narrate my life, you know, and especially for, you know, my wife and my girls, my four daughters and my son. Our relationships, you know, grew where it got stronger, you know, and I just became a full-fledged father, husband, coach, mentor, and felt those obligations. And I felt like I was meeting them. And so I felt like it was time for me to let the world know, like, hey, this is me. This is who I am. This is what I did. This is what I've accomplished. This is what I'm still out trying to accomplish, trying to achieve. And so it turned out to be a great book, man. And I believe the audience, they're going to enjoy it.
What you got for him, Armand Green?
Yeah, so I'm going to go into the game this weekend that these Packers got to go down to Miami and probably try to beat these Dolphins down in their neck of the woods. It's a little warmer down there, not too much. It's around 60 degrees. So what's your outlook on this game for these Packers going down to Miami versus Tua and that Miami defense down there?
Miami's had a heck of a year, you know, and we all know that. So hopefully we left today, you know.
Right.
I'll say that much, you know, at the least. Hopefully we left today to go get the bright lights out of our systems real early. It's a short week. We need it. It's part of this win out, you know, quest.
Yeah.
If we get, I think this is right. This is actually a playoff game. You know, every game here out is a playoff game. And so with that mindset, I believe if we go down there with that mindset, we'll be, you know, prepared to have a good game, especially with Aaron up under the center, being who he is. And so you can win anywhere with that guy. But going up against Miami Dolphins for sure is going to be a tough task. But I'd rather go down there in these times of the month and like get last week, we had to play in, you know, those type of temperatures. But we're accustomed to them. But anytime you get a chance and opportunity to go to the south and catch some of that good weather, as long as it ain't raining. But you know, with this blizzard and this cold front and all this stuff, it's cold everywhere. So, but hopefully we leave early. We go down there prepared.
Yeah.
What I seen last week, I believe we can pull it off. I believe if we continue to run the ball, you know, AJ had a great game running the ball, making plays. Of course, you know, Jonesy. Showtime Jones is going to do his thing, you know, and running backs. I know you and Dorsey, AG, y'all love playing in warm weather and playing, you know, getting the likes to play on that grass like that. So hopefully I'm wishing for good things. I think our biggest challenge is going to be our secondary on the real, because they go for big plays. Mm-hmm. They go for chunks of yards down the field.
Let's let Dre get in our top three, y'all, and roll that top three. But before I say that, man, I gotta tell Dre something, and Dorsey can attest to this. You know, 96 was that year, dog. 96 was that year. Me and Dorsey, know, we fought, we scrapped, we did what we had to do, and then we said we had a couple guys drop off. You know what I'm saying? Got hurt or whatever. And I'm gonna tell you, I always say, when we went out and got Santana Dotson, I think the defense was complete. We had a couple guys go, and that offense needed a spark. And everybody said, that some bitch coming there, he gonna mess up the nucleus of everything. He know. I think Big Dog caught Bad Moon at the entrance of the door and said, look here now. This side don't go down. And this is what we gonna do. And when Bad Moon came through the locker room, it was like, we found us another brother. We love you, boy. And thank you for putting it on for us like what you did, dog.
Yes, hey, sir. Man, you know what, man? Y'all already know how I feel about y'all, man. And like I said, it was just an opportunity, you know. You see what I'm sipping on?
You silly.
You see what I'm sipping on?
Yeah.
You see the hands go up.
Hey, Dre, I finna say, y'all knew we had a cup missing somewhere.
y'all boys made me a champion, you know.
Hey, and, man. We all champions, bro. We all champions together.
Man, it was an honor to play with y'all, man. And then the fact that y'all was some dogs, though, some beasts. Like, you some of the best players to play in Packer history. Mm-hmm. You some of the best players that played during your era. As your peers, y'all was in the tops. You, Dorsey.
Don't say y'all, say we, fool.
Oh, no, you know, flowers, well, flowers are due, I will give them, trust me, and y'all know that, you know that.
Speaking of flowers, hold on, speaking of flowers, look what I got in Green Bay this week. Can y'all see that?
Man, I need to get that. Hey, that's the thief. I need that.
I got a bad moon rising. Hey, I just showed my 8-year-old son. I said, who is this? He said, Andre Rising, Uncle Andre. You know, you got love.
I need that. I need that.
Hey, Bad Moon. What was your nickname? What was your nickname in Kansas City? Tell everybody.
Man, hey, man, Peter Parker, man.
Yeah, because you were doing the Spider-Man thing when you scored. I forgot about that.
I'm not gonna lie. That was the year after the Super Bowl, and but my feelings was hurt, and I was crushed. Because I really wanted to finish my career in Green Bay with you guys. And I was so hurt and so crushed. I used it for motivation.
There you go. And
showed the world, you know, hey, I'm the best to ever play this position. And so I went back to the Pro Bowl. One of the top receivers in the league the next year. And took a team to the playoffs. Helped take a team to the playoffs that hadn't been in a long time. And hadn't had a Pro Bowl receiver in over 20-something years. And I was the first Pro Bowl receiver there and since that time, Otis Taylor. And so I wore his number, and I wore it proudly in honor of him. But I wanted to add some pizzazz to it. And so I just kept looking at them colors. And I said, what can I put with these colors? And they got these Ronald McDonald socks. And so I had just came from that fly Green Bay Packer world champion, you know, that green and gold. Yeah. And by the way, our Packer uniforms are they're identical to my high school uniform. So that's to my heart. You know, all my years of high school, as soon as I come out the tunnel, it looked like I was already playing with the Packers. So when we played in the Super Bowl, I was just stepping off into something I had already been wearing. So I was real comfortable with it. But I was hurt all year, y'all. And I used it for motivation. And so I would watch y'all so close at every game. I'd be like, there they go. There they go. And y'all was smacking fools. Dorsey was running the ball. Dorsey was making a name for he had already made a name for himself. Excuse me, winning the Super Bowl and the way he ran the ball and things he did in the playoffs for us during that run. He became a superstar right then. And man, I was watching y'all, and Gilbert, you started the Gravedigger stuff and start breaking quarterbacks' backs and legs and all that type of stuff, digging in the ground, burying them right there live on TV. And I'm telling you, I was so jealous and envious because you guys played with John Madden and Pat Summerall because they did all the Fox games. You know what I'm saying? And the NFC came on. I was mad as hell, man. Hey. Let me tell the truth. I was mad as hell, man. So, you know, and when we got to the playoffs and I knew y'all was going to go to the Super Bowl. I knew that. And so Denver knocked us out to get to the Super Bowl. And I just always felt like I knew Denver was explosive because I played them twice. Actually, we played them three times that year because we ended up playing in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And so I just knew they were explosive. They could put a lot of points up. And all I said was, man, I know if I was with my boys, I know damn well we could beat them because we had the defense between Leroy Butler, man, Gilbert Brown, Santana Dodson. It's going to get done. Between them, Doug, it's going to get done. We get the ball on offense, and I just kept saying, man, it killed me. It killed me. So when the ball got kicked off, I was like, well, who do I pull for, you know? And I said, well, I ain't never been no fair weather friend.
I ain't never been no fair weather teammate. If I liked you, I loved you. If I didn't like you, I don't give a damn about you. I usually didn't mess with you. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it ain't nobody over there that I didn't love. So I got to pull with the pack. I got to pull with the pack, man. So, you know, kudos to y'all. Man, love you guys. Welcoming me with open arms. You know what I'm saying? Because that could have been a rough transition. You guys made it smooth for me because it is the pros. This ain't high school, ain't college. It's a business.
Right.
You get paid for this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Dre, I tell you what, man. We love you. We appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir.
Hollering at us. And we know you got a busy day and everything, but we appreciate you giving us some time to talk shop, as they say. Love,
man,
you, boy.
You already know it. Hey, we keep it real. When they put the hardest number on the crap table, you got to jump, little Joe. Jump, little Joe. You got to jump, little Joe.
I love it.
Love you, boy.
All right,
Drew. Love you, man.
Thanks for coming on. I'll see you in a couple of weeks when you come to Atlanta.
Yep, see you in a couple of weeks. AG, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, AG. Love you, baby.
All right, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year for you, too, Dre.
And we'll be right back to wrap up quarter number four.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Green and Gold G-Lounge Network with your boy, the Gravedigger, hanging out with Batman and the Horse, Dorsey Levins. Yo, guys, let's jump into this top three, then we're going to jump into them pick-ems. Are you ready? You're driving down the highway. The people say, look, we're going to give you a mountain over here to the side. You can put three plus an honorable mention of any era, any time, any position, football player. Dorsey Levins, how your mountain gonna look when you turn across that highway? Who you got up there?
Well, my mountain is a little biased because it's the number of running backs on my mountain.
You sucker.
I hope you understand this number of running backs on my mountain. So the guy on the left, we're going to have, that's going to be Emmitt Smith. Emmitt's going to be on the left. And then, right in the middle, we got Walter Payton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice, okay.
Nice. Next to him is the GOAT, in my opinion, the boy up your way, Mr. Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He got my vote.
And my honorable mention, number four, would be
the mind sound like we at church. Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
the dude who made me fall in love with being a running back. He wore number 33, and his name kind of sounded like mine, Tony Dorsett.
Okay.
That was my man back in the day, Tony D. That's okay. Man. I remember the first time. Never mind. We ain't got time. We'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
AG, I just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Dorsey Levins Mountain, and it looked pretty damn good. Now I'm coming up on the right side, on the left side of me.
Mm-hmm.
2 miles down is the Amon Green Mount Rushmore. What it look like?
Well, it's gonna have a couple. It's gonna have at least one familiar face because it's gonna be Walter Payton on that mountain.
Okay.
And then right next to him, because I grew up a 49er fan, Jerry Rice.
And then,
like I said, 49er fan. So another guy that lays that lumber down, Mr. Ronnie Lott, when you cut a finger off to play a football game, That's that man. And then I grew up in Los Angeles, so my honorable mention is that boy that lays people down, especially Brian Bosworth, Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
My God.
He was smash and grab. He would run you over and then outrun the whole team.
That's
for about 100 yards.
That's a hell of a mountain too, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? I got to get away from y'all. So my mountain is 10 miles down the road because y'all got all these pretty boys on your mountain. Let's get real. I come up and on the left side of my mountain, the greatest defensive end that ever put his hand in the dirt, Mr. Reggie White.
Okay.
Do you feel me where I'm going with this?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we see
where you're going. On the right side of that mountain, the king of the damn head slap.
Ooh, Deacon Jones. Deacon Jones, yes, sir.
And then, no, I ain't finished. And then, next to Reggie White, that dude from New York, Lawrence Taylor.
Yes, sir. Ooh. Yes, sir.
Tracking quarterbacks. Damn. Oof. Fast
and,
off the
and edge. The only offensive player that I'm going to let get on this mountain is my man, Green Bay National Treasure, Jerry Kramer.
Interesting pick.
I thought you was going to go Barry Sanders for that last pick for a minute.
Y'all already got him. Don't nobody want to see that fool three times riding down the highway. I didn't want to see him twice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man.
But that's nice, man. Fans, we'd like to know what your top three is on this. Let us know. But now let's get into these pick-ems. Who's licking the bottom of the barrel? Who's on top? And who's in the middle? Talk to us, Mr. AD.
Yo, Lee, you licking the bottom of the barrel, G. So there you go.
But it's only by one game.
It's tight though. It's a three game lead between Dorsey and you. Dorsey's leading the pack with 129 wins, and I'm right in the middle with 127 wins. And so it's gonna come down to the last week though.
I'm gonna need you boys to back off my heels, man. Y'all getting a little too close. Back up.
Man, them damn Vikings got me again, didn't
they? And you talk so much shit in the halftime of that game. So much shit.
I almost did a cartwheel in the mall.
Oh yeah, I would have paid to see that cartwheel happen. For real.
Hey, G, right. Let's get to these pick'ems now.
All right, let's get to these picks right here.
Oh, we forgot. Mr. Levin's got to go first, right?
No, y'all do. You know what, man? It's all right, good. Maybe I should go first. No, let's go. Just pick 'em.
All right. First game on the list here, son. Thursday night football tonight. We got them Jacksonville Jaguars in AFC South matchup. This is an AFC matchup, excuse me. Jacksonville versus the Jets, and it is favored the Jets by 2 points, Dorsey. Who you got here? Who's your pick?
It's in New York, right? It's going to be cold.
It's in New York.
I don't know.
This is a tough one. This ain't easy. Give me the Jets. You're going to go Jets. Mr. Brown, what's your pick?
I'm going to go Jacksonville just because he went to Jets. I'm trying to make me some moves.
It's
going to be cold from Florida boys, G.
They got Dougie Fresh, though, you know?
He's playing. He the coach.
He get him all right, though. I'm going to go with the Jaguars, though. I like what they're doing. They're coming up fast on the edge.
I can see your first hole just slipping.
All right, next game on the list. And we got a lot of Saturday games. We got them Buffalo Bills.
Hold on, wait a minute. I want to go with Jacksonville. I just thought about that.
No. It's already in the books.
No, man. I changed my mind. You can kiss my ass. I'm going back.
Hey, when we go all three, then that means Jacksonville gonna lose, man. Stay with your team.
Hey, we know we have some. I think we're above 500 when we go all three from last week. So I'll just say last week. All right. Next game on the list. We got them Buffalo Bills going to the Chi-Town to play those Bears, and they're 8.5 favorites or 8-point favorites. Excuse me. Who you got here, Dorsey?
I'm gonna go with Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Oh Lord, Buffalo.
Mr. Buffalo.
Ain't no way I'm picking them Bears.
Uh-huh. Hey, we got an interesting game here because the teams Chiefs have always been good all season long, but we got them Seahawks going down to Kansas City. They kind of been up and down, and they have the line at the Chiefs are favored by 10 points, guys. Who you got here, Dorsey?
Chiefs.
All right. Mr. Brown, Mr. G?
Yeah, Kansas City getting bashed with that snowstorm too. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs too, because Seahawks ain't seen nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you there too. I'm going Chiefs as well. Got to be smart. All right, next game on the list. Again, Saturday game. We got those G-men, the Giants. They flying right over our heads going to Minneapolis to play those Vikings. And Minnesota has the favorite with 4-point favorites here. Dorsey, that's we strong. Have.
I'm Minnesota's soft.
What you say, Doris?
Minnesota, the Vikings, because Gilbert going to pick the Giants.
Yeah.
I picked the Giants last week too, sucker.
And they barely won, but they won.
But they won.
All right. You got those Giants. We got you. All right. We got an interesting game here. Two teams playing good ball. One playing a little bit better than the other. We have those Detroit Lions going to Carolina to face those Panthers. And Detroit, they're 4-point favorites. Dorsey, who you
what?
Yes, yes. Detroit is 4-point favorites. I was like, okay.
On the road. I'm going to go with the Lions. Vegas know something we don't know.
They know something. All right. Who you got here, G?
We need the Lions to start falling on their face, dog, so we can get in these playoffs. So I'm going with the other team.
The other team, the Panthers. Yeah. I'm gonna stick with these cats over here with Dorsey.
No.
That's where I'm going. All right, we got those Commanders facing this 49er defense that looks real interesting. You got this Purdy quarterback doing his thing as the irrelevant, Mr. Irrelevant quarterback with that defense, though. And 49ers are 8-point favorites. If the game is in San Francisco, Dorsey, who's your pick?
49ers.
All right. Mr. G, Mr. Brown?
I'm going with Purdy, you know, till whatever get back.
No, ain't nobody coming back. He's it. All the quarterbacks broke ankles. There ain't nobody replacing him. Yeah. Garoppolo broke ankle or broke foot. Lance, the rookie or the second year guy at North Dakota State broke ankle. So no, it's just him. That's it.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
So, all right, next game, we got them Saints who are playing good football right now against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. So they might get a little bit of this weather storm that we're getting here over the Midwest and going east. And Cleveland are 2.5-point favorites, Dorsey. Who's your pick here?
I'm going to go with the Browns in the snow because the run game is going to be important. So I'm going to go with the Browns.
I hear you on there. What you got here, Mr. Brown?
I'm going with that dog pound, baby, because I've been riding with them all season long.
You have, and I rolled with you last week, and I got the dub, so I'm going to be right there with you. All right. We got these can't-get-right Texans looking all bad, and now they got to go to Nashville to face these Titans. And the Titans, Dorsey, are 3-point favorites, so who you have here?
Yeah, Tennessee ain't looking too much better, but
they look rough.
They look better than the Texans, though, so I'm going to go with the Titans.
All right, Mr. G, Mr. Brown, who you have here?
I feel bad for Lovey, but I'm gonna ride with that Clydesdale. So
yeah, them two horses, or that one horse. Excuse me, I'm thinking Browns. But yeah, Tennessee got Mr. Henry. I'm right there with you. All right, we got those Bengals. They got to go to New England, so you know New England. They got to get right because of that big old big dummy they had last week against them Raiders, and the Bengals are 3-point favorites, Dorsey. So who you got here in Gillette Stadium?
You know what, I mean, I'm going to go with the Patriots because Bill going to threaten some people's jobs. He's going to get them boys playing right next week.
Your serial killer tendencies going to come out. Who you got here, Mr. Brown?
Wow, that shocked me right there. That pick shocked me. I'm going to tell you what. Since I gave them the You Big Dummy Award, I'm going with the other team.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, G. I like the Bengals. Defense is playing good. Joe Burrow is being Joe Burrow, doing his thing, throwing that ball around. All right, next game on the list, we got those Falcons. They're going to the other bird team, the Ravens, in Baltimore, Dorsey. And the Ravens are 7-point favorites. Who's your pick here?
Man, who playing quarterback for the Ravens? They ain't got no quarterback.
Right. I don't know. That's a great question. You might want to look it up before we get out of here.
Well, shit. Let's go to Baltimore. They at home.
Who you got here, G?
I'm with Dorsey, Baltimore.
Baltimore. I'm going to have to go with that, too. Falcons kind of been that team that can't get right all season long.
No.
That's going to probably have to be another award, the can't get right award. We might have to have that, too. All right. So here we go. NFC East matchup. We got them Eagles. Jalen is, I think, questionable with the shoulder that got landed on last week. So just be mindful because of the line that's about to be said right here. So Eagles going to Dallas. The line Dallas is 5-point favorites here, Dorsey, in Jerry's house. Who is your pick here?
Can I pick when I find out if Jalen Hurts is going to play or not? Because right now it's just – that ain't.
It's Thursday. We ain't going to know till like, Saturday.
I'm going to text y'all Saturday. And you better be if I change this from the Cowboys to the Eagles, you better let me do it.
Ooh. Now Vegas don't let you do that once you step going in this
game. I don't bet a whole lot, but I don't think Vegas can let you do that, Dorsey. I would love to do that for you, but we can't. All right,
I'm going with the Eagles. I'm going with the Eagles.
All right, Mr. Brown, who's your pick here?
Hey, you know what? Even though Jalen Hurts play or not, that offensive line the Eagles got is going to do some damage. So I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. I'll be like the band on the Titanic, you know, in that one game. If we go down, we're going down together. Here we go. All right, next game, we got the Raiders that caught that win from the Patriots, but now they're going to the Steelers. And this is going to be interesting because we talked about Franco Harris passed away. You know, Mike Tomlin, you know, a good coach, how they might use that towards motivation for that team or the players just look at it and understand what they got to do this weekend, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are 2.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh. Dorsey, who's your pick here?
I think Tomlin gonna get them boys right. I'm gonna go with the Steelers.
Okay, Mr. Brown, G, who you have here?
Yeah, that's something, man. You know, when you got a player like that was in the organization, that was part of building that organization, I think they gonna play for him. So I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh too.
Me too, as well. I'm right along with you there. All right, now we got our game, guys. Got them Packers
dun, 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 dun.
Going to vest them Fiends down in Miami, and it cranked up to 60 degrees now. And the line is Miami are 4-point favorites, Dorsey. So who's your pick?
I'm gonna be a homer and go with the Packers. I want them to go to the playoffs, and we need to win.
There we go.
How are you feeling like that?
Hey, I'm not real confident about this pick, but I want them to win.
Right. Who you got here, Doris? Gilbert.
Excuse me. Boy, your confidence level is killing me. Yeah. You know what, man? Like I say, I seen some of them boys looking like they're getting into that hunt mode. I feel it. So I'm gonna go with them Packers.
Yeah. I say for being in that situation, you know, playoff is on the line. We got to win games. Yeah. We all been there, and I'm going to go with them boys, too.
I tell you what, though, they ass lose. I ain't picking them the last 2 weeks. Just saying.
Hey, that's when money on the line, right, Dorsey? Yeah, that's when money on the line. You're like, hey, bro, I want to keep it in my pocket, homie. All right, next game on the list, we got two teams that can't get – this got to be – if we're going to call a bowl game, it'd be the can't get right bowl right here. We got the Denver Broncos going out to L.A. to face – the Rams and the Broncos, Dorsey, are 2.5-point favorites. Who you pick here?
I'm going to go with the Broncos. I just don't trust Baker Mayfield.
That's a smart choice. Mr. G, Mr. Brown.
Where are they playing at?
They're playing in L.A. against the Rams.
I got Baker Mayfield and company.
Okay, cool. All right. I actually was surprised by that. You're going to go with the Broncos. But, all right, you got the Rams. Me and Dorsey going Broncos. Yeah, that's right. They gave y'all some hard sleeping nights, I remember. I remember, Dorsey, you mentioned something like that when we first met about that game. You know, you didn't watch ESPN for a month after the Super Bowl. I was like,
I'm gonna put it out. I'm gonna put it out here right now. If we'd have kept giving Dorsey Levis the ball, we would have won the game.
Thank you, sir. Yep. I believe that too. I know that
the horse was on fire,
trucking,
but they wanted somebody else to get the MVP.
They damn sure did.
Exactly. Mm. Dirty game.
15 carries in the first half, 3 in the second half.
Dirty game.
I just got my Green Bay Packer tickets revoked. God.
All right, next game on the list here, we got Mr. Buccaneers and going down to the Cardinals in Arizona, and the Buccaneers are 7.5 point favorites, Dorsey. So who you pick here?
I'm gonna go with Tampa. They still could win their division. They got something
that's
to play
true.
For.
That's true. Who you got here, Mr. G?
Mr. Brady and company.
All right, man. I'm gonna have to go same team there because Cardinals are just not looking right now. All right, last game, Monday Night Football. That last game was Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football, we got the Chargers coming out to us in the Midwest, facing the Indianapolis Colts in, Lucas Oil Stadium. And the Los Angeles Chargers, Dorsey, are 4.5 point favorites. Who's your pick here? Last pick of the day.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers. Matt Ryan just got benched in favor of Nick Foles. I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
Oh, man, that's not good. G, who's your pick?
Man, I'm so mad at them Indianapolis Colts. I've been driving out. Never, ever. Thank you, Jeff Saturday. I'm going with anybody that plays against them.
And the Chargers, I forgot to say, they're four and a half point favorites, by the way. And so I'm going with them Chargers, too. They're looking like they're trying to get playoff ready. The defense is playing good. That's what I like about what they're doing. The defense playing good. So that's the picks of the day right there. End of the show. So, was it Gilbert? I hand it back to you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Hey, man. Merry Christmas to both of y'all. Hope y'all have a good Christmas. Next Thursday, we'll chop it up again. As they say in football world and in real life, I love both of you two fools, and I hope y'all have a great Christmas.
Likewise. Hey, man, I love y'all too. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. And I'll see y'all. I'll talk to y'all before. Yeah, but enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and I echo that. Have a very Merry Christmas. Love you, knuckleheads. Always have fun. Can't wait till next Thursday. See what come off this victory out of Miami so we can keep talking playoff talk. So everyone have a great rest of your week and be safe and have fun with your family and friends.
For Dorsey Levins, the horse. For Armand Green, the Batman. And for Gilbert Brown, the gravedigger. Green and Gold G Lounge Network is out.
Go Pack Go. This is your co-host Armand Green along with Gilbert Brown and Dorsey Levins. Thank you for listening to the Green and Gold G Lounge. We will see you next week for another Lambo Leap on the NFLApodcast.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.